One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
The next one is actually an update from a caller.
I love that.
Wasted Youth. Wasted
Hello.
Youth. Oh, hey.
What's up?
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're on, buddy.
Hell, tell us what's the update, babe? Eldis tells me it's an update. Remind us of your original query. And then kind of give us some context about the update.
I'm Ethan. I'm the kid that was meeting Doms online but can't get a girlfriend.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. How's it going? Are your nipples sore? Are your balls freshly stepped on?
Yeah. You can definitely say that.
This man is calling in with candle wax just cooling on his gooch as we talk. All right, Ethan, so what's going on, baby boy?
So I took your advice. I put myself out there. It was painful as fuck.
Of course.
I learned how socially awkward and just not meant for... I'm not meant to date. I'm meant to be in a long-term relationship.
Okay.
That's kind of what I've learned. But, like, this is going to sound horrible. All the girls I meet are either horrible and then I just don't want to talk to them ever again,
uh-huh.
Or they're so sweet that I don't want to taint them.
Oh, come on. What do you mean, taint them, you motherfucker? Who do you think you are? You think you're fucking Venom? You're emo Spider-Man? You're a fucking loser that pays to get his nuts stomped on. You're not some kind of... You're not fucking doing heroin.
Shit. I don't have that kind of money.
Okay, whatever. You're
I
not...
Meet
let
weird
me just...
goth women who will do it for free.
Okay. Well, you're not... Listen, you ain't tainting anybody, motherfucker. All right? That's something in your head. How old? You're young, right? How old are you?
21.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's something in your dumbass little head where you're stopping yourself. This happened to me for a long time. I would constantly just seek out, or anytime somebody was good for me or like a specific kind of person, I would get scared and I would ruin every relationship. Fight that. Understand you're not tainting anyone. And even if you do, whatever. They're like... Being in your early 20s is just dating around, fucking people up a little bit, getting fucked up by people a little bit, getting breaking some hearts, getting heartbroken. It's all part of it, bro. And the thought of like never doing anything wrong, you'll just be paralyzed forever, and you'll just be like, as cool as it does sound to get tossed around by goth chicks, it sounds like you should. The pain is good. What you're telling me, buddy, is like, that's a good sign. This shit is awkward. It does suck. You go on dates that aren't that good, but I bet you today you are less awkward than you were the first one of those dates, aren't you?
Yeah.
See that? So all you got to do is keep at it and give yourself and keep. Okay, you did a really good job. You got out of your comfort zone, right? You took the anal bead, you took the black onyx anal beads out of your ass. You turned off the fucking Marilyn Manson and you put on a cute little shirt and you went on a couple Tinder dates. That was great. That's step one. Step two now is getting over your own psychological bullshit of like, they're awful. Look, if you find someone awful, you don't have to date them, right? Fine.
Yeah.
But they're too sweet. I'm going to fuck them up. That's just like, you trying to turn your like emo self, low self-esteem, like badass. You're not tainting anyone. You just don't believe in yourself enough. And I'm here to tell you to believe in yourself. Try going out with a sweet girl. If it fails, it fails. But guess what? You will be better off at the end of that relationship than you are right now. In the same way that you're less awkward now than you were, you know, before you went on all those dates. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think, like, actually confronting, like, my desire for a relationship made me kind of realize, like, I was using, like, dom chicks as basically a crutch because with those women, you don't have to try at all.
Exactly.
You have to show up in sweatpants, you know, and not do anything.
Yeah, the more you discuss them, the more they're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you don't have to try.
Yeah,
like, I don't have to pay for it. Like, I have friends talking about, like, paying for dates and, like, complaining about all the shit they had to do for their girlfriend. And I'm like, dude, I got the best head of my life, and I don't even think I put on deodorant.
Now, was the head, was that a gift? Was that, like, a little gift after she abused you, or how did that work?
Yes, yeah, yeah, that's afterwards. You get abused first, and then you get good head. That's hey, how it works.
That don't sound so bad to me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, as long as you make her come, you get to come. That's the rules.
That's awesome. Hey, and look, but you're right, and that's fun. That's a fun little thing to get in the mix, you know, every once in a while, and you can wean yourself off. But, yes, crutch is absolutely correct, and you found you don't want to do that forever. And as good as that head is, you can always beat off to it. And listen, you can always go back and get some of that. Here's the thing: you get one of these relationships, and it fails, and you give it your best shot. You've earned yourself three best heads after getting, you know, whipped by a cat of nine tails or whatever it is. You can go back and have a little treat after you've done the work. But for now,
after
if it helps you,
after one uncomfortable date, I get to get dommed.
Exactly, exactly, and not just every uncomfortable date, but like then. How about this? The next time you kind of take it to the next, like with the same girl. That's what I'll say. Like, don't stop yourself from, because you've already had a couple uncomfortable dates. But the next time you meet someone who you're like, she's too sweet, I'm gonna ruin it. See that out. Give it a shot, and let's say you go on five dates with her and it doesn't work out. You've just bought yourself five getting doms. How does that sound?
That's a pretty good deal. I can that. I know, a pretty good deal.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. I'm happy for you, dude.
I want to say too. Don't think like you'll taint anyone because you're into this crazy ass freaky shit. Because like I don't know, I just hear it in your voice. I remember thinking it when we first played your call. You just have a mirth in your voice. You sound
Elvis
like
wants to fuck
person.
You, dude. Elvis wants your little lips around his fucking hairy ass nuts.
Jesus Christ.
He likes it. Did you hear that?
Yeah, dude. This gets hard.
But yeah, man. Plus, I'll say like, yeah, just try to date people like kind of normally or whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's that sweet girl out there who one day will be putting a cock ring on you like Prince Charming put Cinderella shoes on.
It fits just right.
She won't be some crazy ass goth chick that like tortures businessmen for their sexual gratification. Yeah. But,
I left
you know.
My cock ring at emo night. It's the plot of Cinderella.
Yeah.
But she'll be kind of normal, but will also still.
Oh,
you know,
dude, there's so
punish you in the sick ways you crave.
100. That's another thing. Your radar might be off. You will be surprised. That's another thing. If you continue down this path, you will probably be surprised by how many freaks are out there. You know, underneath.
How many sweet Christian Arizona girls I meet that turn out just have filthy minds.
Hunt, dude.
Literally.
100%. That's actually the fuck it. You might get scandalized by them before you do with like, because a goth dom chick puts it all out on the table. This girl's real sweet. She's wearing a sweater. She's talking about the office. Next thing you know, she's eating your ass. 100%. You know. So yes, this is great. I'm very proud of you, little buddy. You're doing a great job. And go out there and continue. And, you know, call us back. If you get in a relationship, call us back. Or just, you know, a few months, 4 months, whatever. Let us know how it goes. All right?
Okay. Thanks, Dov.
All right, buddy. Good. We're very proud of you here.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.